This is Bay FM News. I'm Tanya Organ. Last week, government announced an agreement to buy power has been extended until March of next year to allow Corner Brook Pulp and Paper more time to find new money from viable wood-based projects. NL Hydro is buying electricity from the company's Deer Lake Power Station. Kruger's Vice President Special Projects, Darren Pelly, says discussions with a number of stakeholders have been ongoing since the deal was made in March of last year. He says this new agreement will end in March of next year, but they'd like to get started on the $700 million project to be able to produce more than newsprint.
But it's urgent that we conclude the agreement as soon as possible in the coming weeks, and just to allow some detailed estimating, engineering. As you can imagine, a project this size takes a lot of preparation, a lot of design, consultations, environmental impact assessments. This needs to start urgently because, even with that, there's a lot to do. It's incredibly important that we begin the transition so that we ensure the future of the mill.
Pelly says the purchase is for 80,000 megawatt hours, which is a small portion of what they produce in a year. He says a big part of their energy is consumed in newsprint operations, which will change because their plan includes the construction of a wind farm to power the mill.
It's energy that Newtown Labrador Hydro can utilize during cold periods, high demand periods in winter, so that's mutually beneficial for pulp paper and certainly for province as well. But again, it's a small portion of what we do produce. In the coming larger project, the $700 million project, which is an investment by Kruger in the future of the operation, that energy will actually be at a much higher level because we will construct wind farms to supply the mill operation.
Pelly says one of the new products will be saw logs, whereby timber harvesting will prioritize delivery for sawmills on the island first. They will extract lumber products initially, and residual chips will come back to the mill for paper production. He says this is the best value stream for harvesting. That's a look at Bay FM News. I'm Tanya Organ, reporting for the Local Journalism Initiative.